And we're joined live on the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter by Tulsa County Commissioner Karen Keith. Commissioner Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. When we report numbers for COVID-19 and coronavirus in this area, we say Tulsa, but the numbers are actually Tulsa County. 752 confirmed cases, 37 deaths. That is countywide. Outside of the city of Tulsa, how do you think the rest of the county residents have reacted to this pandemic, and how do you assess their response?
You know, I think overall the leadership throughout the county did a really good job. And I'm very pleased with the numbers as Mayor Bynum has kind of led the charge to get everything back online. So, I mean, I really think overall Tulsa County's done a really good job.
Of the county properties and services, what is back online and what's still waiting to come back online?
Well, it was an interesting day yesterday at the courthouse because you've got tents to walk up to if you're coming into the court system to find out is your case docket still on if you didn't get that information off the computer or the internet. So lots of protocols in place before you can go in the building, and you must wear a mask. And, you know, I thought yesterday the courthouse would really be packed, but our judges, presiding judge Bill of Fortune, was really on top of getting the judges to help lower the number of people coming in. And so it was not a madhouse yesterday at all. So I was kind of dreading that because it's been really quiet and felt safe. But it
there's a big backlog of work there, right?
There is a backlog of work, but they are been able to conduct some of the courts using computers and so on. So they're working through it, but there are some backlog cases. You're absolutely correct.
Let's talk a little bit about the properties the county's responsible for first. Let's look at the parks. LaFortune and all the other parks. What are the status of the parks?
You know, so LaFortune, we've got LaFortune Tennis open and golf is open, and their community center there has opened with lots of restrictions on what can take place in there and the numbers. But really, the public has done really well using that facility and honoring the distancing and all, so on. South Lakes is also open. And again, I drove by, looks great. People are practicing social distancing and they've got all sorts of restrictions in place on, you know, how you play the game of golf during this pandemic. Our other community centers, we are going to gradually reopen. Our pools will not reopen this summer because in the dressing area, there's just really no way to do good social distancing.
Okay.
But one thing I'm really proud of is the parks are going to open their summer parks camps, but they're, and they've got all sorts of guidelines, and the numbers will not be huge for, you know, the individuals as they bring the children in. It'll be very limited in numbers. So I'm excited that they're working that out.
What about Expo Square?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, Expo has been silent, and it's just really almost nerve-wracking when you go out there, for me anyway. I do think we have a one horse show that's going to come, and we're excited about that, but actually from another region. And Mark has got every protocol in place you can imagine, for hand sanitizers, the sprayers, requirements for all sorts of things to keep people as safe as possible in the facility. So
is the Tulsa State Fair, is the State Fair a question mark at this point?
Dan, that is the question of the year. So we don't really know yet. We're Minnesota State Fair happens before us, and then Oklahoma City. We'll be watching closely to see what those two fairs do. If the pandemic's off the grid and it feels safe, then maybe we'll have it. But they're just going to have to see, what the restrictions are in Tulsa County at the time as well. So, we'll have to see.
I want to roll Rick Corey into this conversation. KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter. County Commissioner Karen Keith is with us. Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Karen. How are you? I know last year at this time we were going through all the flooding, and there was so much talk about the levees, and we were going to improve some, we were going to replace some. What have we done, and where do we stand?
Well, a lot of repairs still need to be made to the levees from the high water event last year. But the work with our federal delegation and Todd Kilpatrick, who manages the levee, we have moved forward significantly. The local Corps of Engineers finished our feasibility study in record time, and then General Semonite actually signed, it's called the Chief's Report, the first time in 40 years, and that really pushes it up in stature in Washington for funding. We will likely get funded through something called WERDA, the Water Resource Development Authority. But I feel good about it because our federal delegation has been pushing and pushing and pushing on this. And our local Corps office worked their tails off. Everybody understood after that high water event that this levee on its own is not going to hold. I mean, that's our reality. So we recently got NCOG helped us. And again, the federal delegation pushing for it. We got a $3 million grant to help replace some of the pumps that did not work. None of them worked during the high water event. They just, you know, you could turn them on, but they couldn't manage the pressure of the water, and they just all shut down. I mean, they're 70-year-old pumps. They're kind of interesting to look at, but they didn't function. So that EDA grant will help us right now if there should be another high water event, because we'll get those in place. We'll get some of the repairs in ongoing here soon as well. And then hopefully we get the funding. They're doing all the pre-engineering design work to get the levee rebuilt. So when we get the funding, we'll be able to just go for it and get it done.
What a blessing that last year's floods and this year's pandemic have been separated by a year, because I just can't imagine.
Oh, thank goodness.
The two overlapped.
Well, I will tell you, we were all very concerned. We had one of our wettest winters on record.
Yeah.
So we were really concerned about the spring rains. And, you know, our homeowners out in town and country were really worried. And obviously we were worried about the levee. The integrity of the levee isn't what it used to be even before the high water event last year.
Yeah.
So it was, but I feel great now. I think we're over the hump, and the watershed for the Arkansas did not get the heavy rains that it got last year.
Commissioner Keith, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey guys, thank you for the opportunity. Please stay safe. Wear your masks out in public.